Members of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition are in the third week of their 925-mile journey from central Florida to the Alabama state line. Expedition members are making the trek to draw attention to natural Florida and the need to protect it. WUSF's Robin Sussingham joined them recently for the first of what they call their trail mixers. Those are where the public can travel part of the journey. She caught up with the trio as they left central Florida's green swamp, heading up the Withlacoochee River.
As the group launches into the next phase of the trip, paddling up the Withlacoochee River, it seems a little urbanized for a wilderness expedition. That's Interstate 75, which is passing right over us as we set out in our boats from Silver Lake on the Hernando Sumter County line. The irony of this juxtaposition is not lost on Mallory Demmett. She's the organizer of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition. She says that's kind of the point about Florida's wild places that they're trying to communicate to people.
So we'll be passing first thing today right under Interstate 75. Even the whole time we're in the green swamp and in this first week, it's amazing how you can get out there and feel like you're really absolutely out there, but you're only an hour away from.
So close to everything.
So close to everything. And we keep saying that so much of the Florida Wildlife Corridor is hiding in plain sight of almost all Floridians.
And sure enough, with a few strokes of the paddle, we're away from the highway and the only sounds come from the other boaters and the birds. Several dozen people have joined with the expedition for the trail mixer, including groups like the Sierra Club and friends and family. Mike Liberton is in an old kayak plastered with bumper stickers with slogans like, "We all live downstream." He's a retired probation officer whose wife created the website for the expedition, and he spent a lot of time on this river. The expedition, which consists of Demmett, biologist Joe Guthrie, and photographer Carlton Ward, is following the river from its roots in the green swamp.
Once you get past Silver Lake, you see this quite a bit. Open hardwood swamp with a lot of cypress and maple trees and things. That's what you're seeing here, the red or the maple. Then once you get past Nobleton, the river becomes a series of lakes.
This portion between Silver Lake and Hog Island, a few miles upriver, is owned by the Forestry Service and is undeveloped. At one time, the railroad crossed the river here.
You might notice there's a berm here. That's an old railroad. Embankment, I guess they call them.
Was there a track here?
Yeah, and there was a town over on this side of the river called Croon. We go around the bend, you'll see an old Iron Bridge.
A little further up the river, paddling a kayak with his wife in front, is Bob Bendick. Bendick is the Gulf of Mexico director of the Nature Conservancy. To people like Bendick and other environmentalists, a lot is riding on this expedition.
The jury is still out on the future of Florida's environment, and that's why this expedition is so important, because the key to saving natural Florida is to connect these corridors so that floodwaters and wildlife and people can all benefit from the natural character of the state.
Bendick is hopeful that the expedition will capture the imagination of people across the state and, as he puts it, set the tone for conservation in Florida's future. He says this river trip illustrates what is at stake.
This is a beautiful floodplain forest, a lot of which have been lost, and there's so little of the old growth cypress left. You can see the ghosts of the old trees here lying in the forest, but a lot of new trees coming up, and in 100 years, it will again be a beautiful cypress forest, unique to this part of the country.
The journey continues as the group follows the Withlacoochee to the Gulf Coast, then heads north up toward the Big Bend area. They end the trip at the Alabama line on March 20th. Robin Sussingham, WUSF 89.7 News.
Support for Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition Reports comes from the Community Foundation of Tampa Bay.
And WUSF News will follow the Wildlife Corridor Expedition on its 925-mile journey with weekly updates, and you can follow along as the crew shares photographs, videos, and dispatches from the expedition at WUSFnews.org.